This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Is that your AC/DC voice?
It was, but I shouldn't. But that's a Thin Lizzy song, isn't it?
I don't know.
Tonight there's going to be
trouble. A jailbreak.
Yeah. I don't know, though. It might be. I don't know where I got that from.
Or is that boys are back in town?
No. I don't think so.
What are the lyrics?
Lock up your daughters, lock up your wife. I don't know what it is. You know what? It might be an AC/DC thing.
Well, that was your AC/DC voice.
That's why, for sure.
I don't recognize that. But
anyway, okay. the word this hour, all that aside, is lock. L-O-C-K, lock. Text lock to 72881 by the end of the hour.
Yeah, AC/DC.
What's
TNT?
Song? Oh, TNT. She's dynamite. TNT.
We never did do that problem child, did we?
No, we didn't. You want to do it?
Well, we can't now.
Are you guys ready
to
do it?
Why can't
we do it?
It's too late
now.
What are you talking about? We got 5 minutes.
I got to do some texts.
How about tomorrow for Friday?
Yeah, I'll do it.
That's great.
Excellent. I'll do it whenever you want.
Replace the montage.
I got a tat on the top of my foot and ankle and heard that's one of the most painful places. I took an Ativan and 2 Percocet.
Yikes.
After we agreed on the design, it was all good.
Oh. Do you think that's why people drink before they get tattoos?
Maybe, but
or
I think...
Or they drink and then think a tattoo is a good idea.
Yeah, that's probably more like
I've been thinking about this one tattoo that I really want to get. Let's go.
Morning, y'all.
Spider-Murphy's, let's go.
What time will you be discussing the Fry Docs? I watched both last night in anticipation. It's 5 minutes away.
Yes. Yeah. Marcus is already here. They're getting ready. Hooman had his pre-movie review conference with everyone.
Marcus what to say.
Yeah.
707 says, I laugh out loud every time you guys talk about Hooman and Sarah kissing.
It doesn't. Okay, great. I'm glad it entertained you.
Garbage man here. I see fresh break-ins every morning. We call the shattered glass on the ground San Francisco snow.
Oh, adorable. Oh, isn't that nice that it has a nickname like that?
That's ugly.
Yeah.
And appropriate.
Yeah.
I know I'm late, but I found the lyric.
Lock up your wife.
All right.
Vinny, it should be like San Francisco tears or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Glass tears.
Yeah.
My stuff's gone. My
state of the city.
A janky purse.
408 says, state of the city. I was leaving the gym last night on Van Ness and almost stepped in a giant pile of human bleep. Halfway up the damn wall, I almost puked.
Oh, it's so gross.
Oh, come on.
It is. It's, you know...
Shut up.
It's really, it's sad.
Yeah,
it's there's
disgusting.
No real other word for it. It's just, you know, the humanity. You walk around by the Civic Center and it's just like, if it's a nice day, there's just people strewn all over the sidewalk. And if it's not a nice day, they're huddled there. Like, whoa.
Well, that's what, actually, as I read about the mayor speaking, she was saying, look, people are blaming tech because the money has poured into a certain group of people and it's not being distributed and they have all the money to buy all the... But what are we supposed to do? Just throw up our hands and give up? Or do we find a way to make the city somehow work?
Mm-hmm.
My thought is, okay, find a way.
Yeah. Yeah,
that'd
I mean, people bitch about the homeless problem. It's like, okay, well, you solve it. What do you think? What's your big idea?
Find a way.
I'd love to hear it.
408 says, I asked my tattoo artist in L.A. who he wants to get some work done by, and he said, Grime. Yeah, he's famous. He's really, and he's a local guy. He's right here in town. He's a
not
big
to
deal.
Be confused with Elon Musk's girlfriend, Grimes.
No, totally different people.
She might not even be his girlfriend anymore. I don't know.
I don't know. You know what is weird? I saw a story about him, something about Tesla or whatever, and I went, boy, he's gotten quiet lately.
Mm-hmm.
Like he popped up, made a bunch of noise, and then just backed into whatever hole he lives in.
Am I alone in feeling that? Like, I used to think Tesla was just like the ideal. I thought, I want a Tesla someday. That's like a dream. It would be so great to. It's under, like, all of his antics have totally undermined my feelings about Tesla. I just feel like.
Well, I'm not surprised. It hasn't me, but I wasn't going to buy one in the first place.
Right. But
because
I feel
an
like.
$80,000 car is not happening.
They're really great. But I do feel like, okay, I spend that kind of money on a car, and then suddenly what? They just cut some jobs, and they're revising all this stuff. I'm like, so is my car going to be supported if I buy it? Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it? You own a Tesla. Well, your family does.
Yeah, I don't really drive it. When I do drive it, it's cool. It's fun, but...
Yeah. Are they at all worried, your parents?
I don't know. Hmm. Yeah, I don't...
I don't know. It just, I mean, I think that's, you know, it just speaks to little things can really undermine
the
public's feelings about
it. It's changed a lot. All the settings and stuff like that. The auto assist has gone away.
Now,
yeah, keep your hand there or put an orange there or whatever you want to do. Like, so many things are in the air as far as what's going to be legal. And,
right.
But they have the option to go autopilot autonomously and all that stuff too when it does roll out. If
right.
It,
you know it can do it. It's just that they're not, it's someone saying you can't do that
Tesla.
When
you pull into your garage, the Wi-Fi updates the car and then there you go.
Wow. Mm. Hey guys, I'm listening to your show every day on the way to my veterinary tech job. Love ya.
Oh.
Yes. Just like how humans tear their ACL, dogs tear their CCL. Cranial cruciate ligament. Mm. Yeah, my dog had to get a TPLO surgery when I was in Eugene, and I wasn't making money. That town doesn't have the money to pay their DJs or whatever, and I had to credit card over
$3,000. It's $3,500.
The surgery was bank.
Yes.
And the recovery, I can't leave my dog. I have to stay home. I slept on the floor with her.
Yeah.
We spooned. But yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. A lot of money. I hope that Ella doesn't need that.
Yeah, me too. I wonder if it's less money for a smaller dog.
Probably.
I bet it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But probably not much less.
A million more texts, but I got no time.
Woo! Ain't nobody got time for that. Dang, ticka, dang, ticka, dang. Around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. Oh, snap. Is it cool?
If she call you.
If she call you.
If she call you. Moolah, moolah.
That's money.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Bryn.
And
Bryn.
Oh, Bryn. That's
I'm
a...
here.
She's doing the interpretation. Okay.
That means money.
That means money.
Thank you for the white splaining.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Marcus. Call me anytime you need anything white splained to you.
I love it. Perfect.
By the way, we are on Instagram. We're on Facebook Live right now.
Oh.
Because this is the best part of the week.
Well, yeah.
All right, everyone. Here's your review of a film called Fire, The Greatest Party That Never Happened. It's on Netflix. The film stars Ja Rule, Billy McFarlane, Kendall Jenner, Haley Baldwin, and Emily Ratajkowski, and a few others.
It really doesn't, though.
Would you say it stars? It doesn't really star them.
Yeah,
it
really
more like
started.
B-roll.
It's not time for you guys.
I think that's B-roll, isn't it?
I think you forgot our meeting.
Okay. Wait to exaggerate
so
that.
So this film chronicles Fyre Festival, which was described as a luxury music festival. Mm. And it was scheduled to take place in April and May of 2017 in the Bahamas on an island called Great Eczema. And it was supposed to be...
Eczema?
Yeah,
E-X-U-M-A. Not the skin disease.
Oh, eczema. I'm like,
if
eczema.
You could just listen. And
I'm sorry.
Right. Headlined by Blink-182, Migos, Little Yachty, and a bunch of others.
Right.
Marcus, the reason the Fyre Festival sold out in just a couple weeks, 5,000 tickets, is because of a promotional video, a trailer, starring Kendall Jenner, Haley Baldwin, Emily Ratajkowski, and a few other supermodels. Should these supermodels be liable? Are they at fault for this disaster? Can you make a case to sue the models in the trailer?
Wow.
Thank you, Brent. No, you can't make a case to sue the model. At least not one that would work with me. They're just doing their jobs. They were hired to come and perform in a video, and that's what they did.
Yeah, what did they
know? I mean, what can they do?
Bryn, you have any thoughts on that? I know you saw
this
document.
Yeah, I completely agree with Marcus that, you know, you have no case against the model. They didn't plan to screw you or they had no
intention.
Undermines
their credibility. They pay that price.
Sure. But, yeah, I don't think they had...
You know, Kendall Jenner promoting something and be like, yeah, sure.
But isn't that what people do already? I mean, if you're a big fan of Kendall Jenner, you're not going to blame Kendall Jenner for fire,
yeah,
whatever.
If you're a big fan
was.
Of Kendall Jenner, you have some self-examination to do.
Kendall Jenner.
Oh, man. Supermodels have a gazillion fans. So.
She's my favorite Kardashian.
Yeah, think about it. Why are you such a fan of her? Dummy.
Kendall was paid $275,000 for her role.
That's why I'm a fan of Kendall Jenner.
Jesus, are you kidding me?
Hadid, and they call her Bieber now, but we all know her as Hailey Baldwin. They were each paid $1.2 million.
What?
Each?
Each. To be in this...
Over Kendall Jenner?
Because
over
they
Kendall?
Have 20 million followers.
But well, Kendall has more
Kendall
than
have? Million Kendall's... followers.
Kendall has way more than that.
Anyway. You know what it is? Kendall didn't ask for more. That's yeah. what it is.
In total,
she went, yeah, 275. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Their trust, the trustee, which is, I think, IMG Models, took in... $5.2 million for that video.
Kendall Jenner has 103 million followers.
There you go. That's why they get that paper, man. Yeah,
she just
I'm creeping up on her.
well, sure.
I'm coming for you, Kendall.
All right.
Got to get a baby picture up today.
So
I'm 99 million away, baby.
Yep, that's all.
Before we talk about the next person in the film, let's hear a little bit about what comedian are we about to hear?
Dave Chappelle's thoughts on Ja Rule, who is the public face of this whole fire festival.
All right, so all I knew about
good editing, Bryn.
Thank you.
That's pretty good editing. There's a lot of stuff, and there you go.
Where is Ja?
All I know about Ja Rule before this film was that 50 Cent hated his guts.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, you didn't?
I've heard the name Ja Rule. I couldn't pick a song out of a lineup.
50 Cent ended his career.
Yeah, but after seeing this film, you know.
This is the hit.
This is Ja Rule?
Yeah. This is Ja Rule. You know the song, Sarah?
Who's he singing with?
Is it J-Lo?
J-Lo.
No, it's Ashanti.
Ashanti, you're correct.
What would I be without you?
Right.
All right, well, all I know is 50 Cent hated his guts, but after seeing this film, he is not a smart guy.
Oh.
And the moment that strikes out to me...
Is that the shocking point in the film for you?
Is when...
Is that when the light turned on?
They're filming the models, and they decide to have all these pigs kind of swim with the models.
Pigs?
Yes, pigs.
There are these swimming pigs.
Swimming pigs.
Dirty.
And he's like, man, we got to get more shots of the models and the pigs. And there was no direction. There was no idea of what they were shooting. It was
messy.
Just pigs and models. And he just looked drunk and high.
He probably was.
Everybody there was drunk and high.
Marcus. So the pigs and models thing is in the little trailer that was selling the tickets? How much were the tickets?
Well, we're going to get to that
All
in
right,
a second.
Okay. So, I'll let you take it at your pace.
Thank you so much. Marcus, is Ja Rule like, what are your thoughts on Ja Rule? Is he liable for this? Should he be imprisoned?
He's being sued right now for it. He's not going to prison, but he is being sued for it. I think he is liable. His name was on it. He's a co-founder. He told everybody he was a co-founder. So, yeah, I think he's liable to some degree, but
McFarlane
is the guy. Yeah.
He intended to throw this festival.
It's
this other dude who undermined everything.
Yeah, exactly. And Ja Rule is clearly not smart enough to check in on the guy who he keeps calling his
brother.
More
pigs and models.
There's a moment after that where it's like really late at night, and all the models are just kind of sitting around a fire, and like, I don't know, the camera crew is just filming whatever, I guess them sitting at the fire, and Ja Rule's like, all right, we got to get all the models swimming right now. And they're like, why?
Jump in the
why
pool right now?
Why do we have
right
to
now?
Swim right now? It's dark.
He was demanding.
It's like, no, we got to do this.
It was a bad look.
But look, here's the thing. You're spending way too much time talking about Ja Rule. He is almost insignificant in both these documentaries. It's McFarlane. He's the
McFarlane.
Central character in all this stuff.
I feel like I give Ja the benefit of the doubt that he's just dumb. And he had full intention of throwing a concert.
Yep. Right.
And a good one. But he was standing behind Billy and thinking that Billy was going to be able to pull it off.
Yeah.
I'm sure Billy made him feel like he was going to be able to.
He's the ultimate con man. He kept, and throughout the documentary, everybody was warned, hey, Billy, what are we going to do about this? Hey, it's all going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. Just be positive. It's going to be fine. And clearly it was not fine.
Marcus, Bryn, the tickets were between $500 to $1,500 for this festival. The VIP package with the private plane and the VIP private suite was $12,000 each. And the people that they followed, it seemed like most of them had the $12,000 tickets.
So if they only sold 5,000 tickets total, though,
yeah,
that's not a enough. Ton of money.
So, but here's the deal. Billy, being the shyster that he is, he kept coming up with these weird packages, and he was offering these folks these packages that he knew for a fact that they did not have access to, they could not provide, and yet people were buying these tickets, scooping them up.
Because of the trailer.
The villa packages. People at one point, I saw one of the receipts, it was like $49,000 for their stay.
Beach villa
is
what they were
calling
it.
After, crazy. After you got the ticket, you would get the app, and then the app would say, you know, power up, level up, buy this extra thing, get this, you know.
So they assumed that these people who could afford a ticket that's between $500 and $1,500 were going to level up.
Exactly.
Sarah, people were quitting their jobs and selling all their stuff to get tickets for this event.
That's how crazy. You're kidding me.
I kid you not.
Because of the trailer.
Yep.
So after seeing this film, Marcus, Bryn, honestly, do you wish you were there at this festival?
No, I don't wish I was there.
I wish I was there. I just want to say I wish I was there.
Well, that would have been a great story on the air.
As a journalist, right?
It would have been a great story, but I wouldn't want to experience that story. I'd have been hopping mad.
Oh, it seems horrible.
Would you?
Are you kidding me?
What if your tickets were comped?
If my tickets were comped, then I'd be writing several books.
Well, the thing... So one of the things they show you in the film is how incredibly disorganized this was. And when it came time for the people with the $12,000 packages to get their luggage... They would just kind of be thrown in these, you know, those giant bins that are on the barges?
No.
A giant bin would just be thrown, and you'd have to crawl through the bin to find your luggage. So you may get your luggage, and you may not.
And the private jet they claimed that they offered was Coach.
It was Coach on like a crappy plane.
Can I ask a question?
All these rich kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
So... Who put their money up for this from the beginning? Do they talk about the investors that actually gave this guy the cash? Did Ja Rule put cash into this?
I assume that he put a little money into it, but he was, like I said, he was never really a huge focal point of any of this stuff. But this kid McFarlane, just a master manipulator. He was always able to separate rich people from their money. Hey, this is going to happen. This is going to be the biggest thing in the world. I need a few extra mil. Hook me up. He would get on the phone. Done.
Because so, I would think part of the lawsuits and part of the film is not just the people who bought tickets and got ripped, but the people who put up money in up front.
Yeah.
So
someone paid those models.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
One of the people, I just added her on LinkedIn. She's in the Netflix
is it
one.
Corolla Jane?
It is Corolla. Did you add her too?
No, I didn't add her. I just LinkedIn. Her up.
So she accepted me, and she's put up $4 million.
So she's out $4 million on
she's
this.
She's the chief marketing officer of, like, the Spartan races. You know, those, like, the Tough Mudders?
Oh.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Interestingly, one of the major investors in this thing was a guy who was a former owner of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Funny part is, that guy was indicted for fraud, and he killed himself. And he was like McFarlane's guy. That was like his Yoda.
That's horrible.
So this is one of the things you learn in the Hulu.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. Like, you guys saw the Hulu one. Which one do you think was better? Is Billy McFarlane portrayed differently or better in the Hulu version?
He doesn't come off well in either. Okay. The difference between the two is that Netflix documentary is kind of more of a straight-ahead story.
Yeah.
Stem to stern, here are the facts. The Hulu documentary, also interesting, but primarily focuses on Billy McFarlane, and he's actually in that documentary, and he's interviewed throughout that documentary.
Oh, he participated in it.
He participates. It's right before he went to jail.
Oh.
He does not come off well.
So he gets to try to justify happened and what went wrong, and
it also looks
good on his part.
Did you see it, Bryn?
Yes, I did.
So it was interesting to hear. There was a point in the Hulu documentary where the interviewer says something to him, and Billy says, I haven't lied about anything. Show me one thing I've lied about. And then they go back and say, okay, it's this. And the guy, he just comes off as kind of a delusional turd.
And was he able to offer any kind of explanation or about how he didn't lie about those things?
No.
No, but he... There's something very interesting that happens in the Netflix one, which is he doesn't immediately go to jail, but he was on probation, and he immediately starts another scam. Literally, like the next day.
Well, Dad's got to eat.
And guess what he was doing?
What was it?
He was offering VIP access to certain events. Again, events that you could not actually...
Yeah.
He was offering people tickets to the Met Gala and the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
One thing you can't
buy tickets for these things, but yet he was offering tickets for those things online using a buddy of his to voice it while he was the guy on the other side taking the money.
One thing about the Met Gala that we should all know.
NYC VIP access is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Anna Wintour looks at that entire guest list and she has to approve every person that goes. So unless you're invited by her, you can't go. You can never buy a ticket for that.
Well, you know, that's a nice warning to get now that I've already bought my ticket.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. I really enjoyed this documentary on Netflix. I don't know Ja Rule, but he should not be let off the hook. Billy McFarlane is in jail for the next 6 years. And the power, this is the crazy thing. You walk away from this and you're like, the power of the right marketing is impressive. It can sell out anything. You could have nothing planned. Like the very first island they show Billy McFarlane looking at for this festival had no infrastructure. No sewers, no pipes, no huts, nothing. And this is where they filmed it. Like, it's crazy to think you can build an entire infrastructure to house a festival of 5,000 people.
In less than 6 months.
In less than six months.
Yeah.
Are you saying that when these people all got there, because I get that it was like sort of rescue tents and there was really no food there and stuff.
Yeah.
There were no bathrooms on this?
You got to see it, Sarah. There were no bathrooms. There were no nothing.
So what, did they dig holes?
I'm sure they
had
some
a few
porta
potties.
So 5,000 people, did 5,000 people show up to this and now 5,000 people are on this
island? No, I think something like 1,000 or two. But like I said.
Once the fire fraud hashtag blew up, this is the other side of that marketing. Once that fire fraud hashtag blew up, people were like, oh, I'm not going. Because folks who were there were sending back pictures and video about what was going on actually at the festival. So if you were online and you saw all this stuff, you're like, oh, I'm not going. I'm just going to get my money
back. The bands pulled out.
But you didn't.
Yeah. Right.
The day, like literally a day before the festival. And Marcus was telling me he knew a bunch of comedians. What were you telling me about?
Yeah, there are a bunch of comics who were supposed to be going out to that thing. And they were like, oh, yeah, probably not. Probably not going to do that.
And they weren't getting paid.
And I had a few of them say to me, yeah, I don't think this is going to work, man. This just sounds shady. None of us has been offered a contract or anything yet. Like, and we're supposed to be doing this, so I just think I'm not going to do it.
I actually wish I would have been there and witnessed this in person.
You would have loved it.
I know. Mm. I'm going to go ahead and give this film 4.5 Persian rugs.
Oh, you loved it.
So good.
Wow. All right.
I liked it a lot. Netflix version, I liked it a lot. I'm going to give it 4 Aussies. And the Hulu version, different, but also very, very engaging. It's if Netflix is sort of the nuts and bolts, then the Hulu one is really about the emotional impact that Billy's actions had on everyone. And it's primarily about the power of social media and the importance that it plays in our lives. Uh-huh. Because this all blew up simply from these guys making this 2-minute spot.
So what do you give the Hulu one?
I'm giving it 4.5 Aussies.
You gave 4.5 to the other
4.5.
One?
I'm giving 4.5.
4.5 for both.
I agree with Marcus. Both of them super engaging and very informative, and I'd recommend to watch both of them.
Yeah.
4.5 Ninja Stars for both of them.
Wow. Each. They are Ninja Stars. Highly rated. That's amazing. All right, well, thank you guys. Another fabulous movies
thank
review.
You.
Marcus, you sticking around for the Secret Show?
Yeah, Mom.
All right, we'll do that.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Fun show today. Thanks again to Marcus Osborne for coming by and doing the 2 Fire Festival documentaries on Netflix and Hulu.
Super
review.
Interesting.
I know. Makes me want to go check that out.
While they were talking, I was like, oh, I had two questions. But one, I read, Bryn, yesterday that Billy is going to probably get out of jail early.
Mm-hmm. This McFarlane
and then,
guy?
Yeah, McFarlane. And then did he ever really ever intend on having this thing?
From what it seems like, he's justifying and saying that he did, but the proof shows that he didn't have any plans. You know, he didn't have the artist's book.
He didn't do the work.
Even though he said certain bands will be there and put them on the lineup, he never booked them. Yeah. So it doesn't seem like he had any intention on following through.
Yet he showed up on the island.
Yeah.
Like, I would run for the hills if I knew that my concert wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Delusional.
I know. Yeah. I guess so.
Right. And it's like that, the Carnival Barker thing where they feel like they can just do anything anytime and they'll always get away with it. Mm. And he's probably going to be this person his whole life.
Well, so you were saying he was on probation and he immediately starts up another scam.
Yeah.
Or Marcus said that, I guess.
Yeah. Or Tooman, whatever. But
NYC VIP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And that was
he's probably running
criminal.
One right now from prison.
He probably is.
Right.
Yeah.
But he'll be out early and he'll just go on with his...
Well, look, he's selling the church of celebrity just like other people are selling other things where they'll send their money in and be like, you'll get me into heaven?
Here's all my money. I'll sell everything.
Humans are notorious for being there. What do they say? A sucker's born every minute.
Yeah. That's what they say. We are going to do a secret show. Marcus will join us for that.
Are you sure?
I am sure. It's our weekly podcast. It's a lot of fun. I have a lot of response to some of the stuff from last week. I have a couple good things. I think you'll like it. So that's a podcast that you can find at RadioAlice.com. And next time we see you, it's going to be Friday.
I'm ready for the weekend.
Weekly holiday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll see you then. Have a great day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.